91X News.
It's minus 14 degrees and sunny at 9 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good morning. I'm Caitlin Burley. One organ donor can save up to 8 lives, yet less than 20% of adults in Ontario have registered as an organ donor. Today until Thursday, representatives of Trillium Gift for Life will be in the dining hall at Loyalist College to improve those statistics. Charles Benson is a volunteer for Trillium from Belleville. He was a recipient of an organ donation and now volunteers to help inform people about it. With the first day over, he already sees many students willing to register.
It's an eye-opener. I'm seeing a lot of people who we're talking to who are already registered. Some that are registered in the older method and not tied to their health card. So we're making them aware of that. So they're signing up in that regard. And others who have never signed up and say, yeah, it's a good idea. So I think we'll get a good number who are doing it.
Visit the representatives in the dining hall for more information or go to beadonor.com to register. Yesterday morning, Belleville police investigated an assault on Front Street. It's believed that a man body checked a woman he knew, knocking her down and causing minor injuries. A 32-year-old Belleville man has been charged with assault and breach of an OIC undertaking. The man will be in court later today for a bail hearing. At around 2 o'clock this morning, Quinny West OPP responded to a car accident in Frankford. A vehicle hit the wall of a North Trent Street business. After police spoke with the driver, they learned he had over the legal limit of alcohol in his system. 22-year-old Christopher Sandercock was arrested at the scene and has been charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle. Sandercock was released on a promise to appear with a court date in February. Tim Hortons won't say how many employees will be laid off at its headquarters and regional offices in reorganization of its operations. A spokeswoman for the coffee chain said it was still notifying staff members affected by widespread changes to its Oakville offices and regional offices across the country. The company plans to keep its headquarters in Oakville, but staff outside its restaurants were not protected under a promise by Burger King to maintain jobs at Tim Hortons franchises across Canada for 5 years. There could be more destinations for anyone flying out of downtown Toronto after the sale of a passenger terminal at Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport. The head of Porter Aviation Holdings says the airline is looking at flying to a variety of new destinations in Western Canada, Florida, California, and the Caribbean. Porter signed a deal to sell its passenger terminal at Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport on Tuesday to Newport Aviation Infrastructure Partners GP. Israel Defense Forces are clashing with Hezbollah militants along the Israel-Lebanon border. Jordana Miller has more.
The Israeli army says a patrol unit was fired on by anti-tank missiles in the Hardove area, and soon after, mortar fire hit IDF positions on Mount Hermon. A number of Israeli soldiers have been wounded, according to officials. Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for all the attacks. It had been threatening to avenge an alleged Israeli strike on its fighters in Syria last week. The Israeli army has responded with what it says are aerial and artillery fire at Hezbollah operational positions. Many people here hoping this doesn't escalate into a larger conflict. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Jordanian government officials say they are ready to swap an Iraqi prisoner held in Jordan for a Jordanian pilot captured by extremists from the Islamic State group. Reporter Ken Maritsugu says little is known about the negotiations and whether or not there is direct contact with the militant group.
It's hard to say exactly how the talks are happening. The governments have been very tight-lipped about who exactly they're talking to and why they're talking.
Jordanian government officials made no mention of a Japanese journalist who is also being held by the Islamic State. The militants are threatening to kill both the pilot and the journalist if their demands are not met. A former correctional officer accused of smuggling contraband into a medium security prison in Ontario will be sentenced in April. Daryl Fairman pleaded guilty to a breach of trust charge in a court hearing on Monday. The 54-year-old was working as a correctional officer at Warkworth Institution when police conducted a search following suspicions that a staff worker was smuggling items into the facility and discovered unidentified contraband. Fairman will face a sentencing hearing on April 13th. CTV says all planned airings of the sitcom Spun Out are indefinitely suspended following the arrest of a cast member on voyeurism charges. Toronto police charged 45-year-old Californian Jean-Paul Minot with voyeurism after two women discovered hidden cameras in a Toronto condo they were renting. Spun Out is filmed in Toronto, and police said they believe there may be more alleged victims as Minot's condominium has been rented out in the past. Minot is scheduled to appear in Toronto court on March 11th. Apple beat analysts' expectations with another blowout quarter that helped the company smash sales records for the holiday season. Rebecca Jarvis says it's all thanks to the company's new plus-sized iPhones. The surge in iPhone sales helped make up for a decline in sales of iPad tablets. The tech giant sold 21.4 million iPads, down 22% from a year earlier. That's QNET News on 91X to 906. Sports is next.
Loyalist College is your ticket to a career in radio,
where you listen to music all day.
This rocks!
Work with fun and creative people.
La 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 la.
And make funny noises into a microphone for a living.
In all seriousness, there's much more to it than that. From creative writing and sales to audio production and promotions, the Loyalist College Radio Broadcasting Program offers invaluable training in an industry that can take you anywhere across the country.
Develop hands-on skills and get on-air experience on this radio station, 91X, by the end of your first year. This could be your voice.
For more information, visit loyalistcollege.com or to ontariocolleges.ca to apply. The Loyalist College Radio Broadcasting Program. The future of broadcasting starts with you. Just say yes!
QNET Sports. Frederik Andersen had to make just 17 saves for the third shutout of his career as Anaheim downed Vancouver 4-0 last night. Also, Charlie Coyle's goal late in the third period was the winner as Minnesota snapped a two-game losing skid with a 2-1 victory over Edmonton. And rookie Johnny Gaudreau scored twice to lead Calgary to a 4-1 victory over Buffalo. It's a much quieter night in the NHL with just three games lined up. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in New Jersey against the Devils, hoping to snap a six-game losing streak. Toronto will have to do it without the services of captain Dion Phaneuf. The defenseman is week-to-week out with an upper body injury. The Toronto Raptors set a franchise record for the most wins before the All-Star break with 30 last night. DeMar DeRozan scored 24 points as Kyle Lowry added 19, leading the Toronto Raptors to a 104-91 victory over the Indiana Pacers. The Atlantic Division leading Raptors picked up their third straight win. Derrick Rose hit a step-back jumper with 7 seconds remaining in overtime, and the Chicago Bulls ended Golden State's franchise record 19-game home winning streak with a thrilling 113-111 victory over the Warriors. Rose dribbled to his left and created space to get the shot off over Klay Thompson, skipping around the court after the Warriors called timeout. The Toronto Raptors can make it 4 in a row tonight when they host the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento's struggled of late, dropping 6 in a row and 8 of its last 10. There are 10 other games around the NBA tonight. A couple of Americans will face off in the women's semifinals of the Australian Open. Graham Argars has the story.
Serena Williams and Madison Keys have won through to a semi-final showdown, guaranteeing that there will be an American in the Australian Open women's final. Serena won through 6-2, 6-2 over last year's finalist Dominic Cibulkova, and the 19-year-old Keys reached her first Grand Slam semi-final by beating the veteran Venus Williams 6-4 in the third. In men's action, defending champion Stan Wawrinka stopped the US Open finalist Kei Nishikori at to meet the top seed Novak Djokovic in the final four. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's looking sunny today with a high of minus 4. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 13 degrees. And tomorrow, clear with a few flurries and a high of minus 1. At 9:09, it's minus 14 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Caitlin Burley. News on 91X next at noon.